Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Cutcher and Rich. What's going on, Rich?
It is somewhat shocking how many people I know that something like this has happened to. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking about it last night, and I had completely forgot that this has happened to you, Fred. Do you remember, I think it might have been like 2 years ago, there was some guy, he was a candidate for some office in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes.
Who used your photo and made a fake Facebook profile and used it simply to troll people who were anti him.
Yeah, it was not. It was my photo, and then the worst. Like, I don't even know the program you would use. Like,
I think they put your photo on Fat Booth, which is that where it makes your chin really big.
So but I actually looked better.
No, but the top of it was it's you, and it was one of your photos from like an old 98.5 The Sports Hub press photo.
And this guy kept wanting me to sue whoever was doing this like on Facebook. Like, it was ridiculous. It was ignored.
So what happened was they ended up, there was some guy who was like posting all this stuff on another candidate's website, and the dude I think who contacted you like did some sort of image search and found and traced it back to you, and we learned that yes, it was the other candidate who used Fred's photo to open up a troll account in order to troll the other guy. And that became actually a decent sized story. Your picture, Fred, was on the front page of the Fort Worth Telegram, as a matter of fact. That's how big this story got.
That's right. And everyone said, who's the tremendously ugly man? And they went, oh, he's just a nobody.
I had a friend of mine who had his photo stolen off of his Facebook page, and that was used for a fake troll account as well. And then there's this. There's a woman by the name of Laura Bassett. She is a reporter. She works for a website called The Cut.
Harlot.
And she writes
a harlot.
She said, back in the fall, I received an unexpected text from a man I had just started seeing. Quote,
yes.
Are you on Wikifeet?
Ooh. That's... You approach a woman at a bar, and it used to be, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Ted I see. Now you just come up and go, are you on Wikifeet?
She said, assuming he was joking, I laughed and said no, and then he sent me a link to my Wikifeet page. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of the website. Basically, Liar. An encyclopedia of celebrity foot photos for fetishists.
Yes. Coma for the last 20 years.
Also, number one on the DA bookmark page. Mm-hmm. And foot enthusiast until that moment. To be clear, I am not a celebrity. I have a decent Twitter following from having reported on politics over a decade and tweeting jokes about politics, but sure. I was pretty shocked to be looking at my own Wikifeet profile, which included my full name, birthday,
you're
and
welcome.
Photos of me and my exposed feet.
Yes, you're welcome.
Jesus God.
Dating back to a family vacation in 2013.
Yes,
the images,
I remember.
Well, fair, yes, this you, guy
you,
did.
You had clams while your feet stroked the sand.
Stop. This is gross. Goes, now I'm getting kind of grossed out.
Now you're telling him to stop? All right.
No.
She said, the images seem to have been lifted from my Instagram page, which I keep public because I share my work and media appearances sometimes.
Harlot.
She said, my feet had a very sad 3.5 out of 5 stars rating, which was categorized as okay.
Hey, Toots, I don't make the rules.
She said, the discovery was surreal. I wasn't at first offended or unnerved, though I can understand why someone would be. I mostly thought it was funny and posted a video of me wiggling my painted toes in a flattering filter to my story, quote, for my fans as a joke.
Yeah,
but within minutes, a screenshot of it showed up on Wikifeed.
Real funny. Real funny, you tease.
So she basically put out there, hey, I'm not trying to like do anything bad here, but if you happen to be the person who's been putting my pictures on Wikifeet, could you contact me? She ends up not checking her, because I don't even check like the Instagram direct messages or whatever. I've always been checking. She said for like a
caller. Feet do what?
So she said she checked, and after like 5 weeks after posting it, she saw that some dude almost immediately had direct messaged her, and she texted back and said, hey, can I interview you? And he's like, yeah, sure. So she interviewed the guy who was posting her feet photos.
You're welcome.
On Wikifeet.
Yeah.
His name is Robert.
Yeah, we call him Al.
She said, I called him on Thursday while he was in the middle of watching a Yankee game.
They all watch Yankee games covered in pasta sauce. Pictures of Susan Waldman. Sure.
I got it. He's a New York fan? Is it really D.A.?
I'm Italian.
He had a Spider-Man shirt on.
I mean, it does kind of fit the profile here.
Yeah. He had giant teeth. The only thing I could identify him by were his teeth.
All right. She says, Robert. Okay, she goes, he's gregarious and has a thick Jersey accent. We spoke for nearly an hour, almost entirely about feet.
Yes.
She said, Robert, is it just Robert? Or do you go by something else? You sound young. Goes, yeah, just Robert. I'm almost 60 years old, young lady.
The Tootsie-esque address.
She said, do you consider yourself a foot fetishist? She says, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, how do you interact with Wikifeet? How much time a day do you spend on it? And he said, well, for example, if I'm watching a movie with a beautiful actress I like, I'll go on there and check out her feet.
Mm.
Or if I'm reading a story about someone like you who I think is very pretty, I'll go check and see if she's on there.
You're
because
welcome.
I'm curious, and I love feet.
Curiosity. I mean, come on.
She said, how many photos have you posted there? A couple hundred.
How's the microwave work? You tell me. Now let's see your feet. I'm curious as a cat.
She said, how did you first discover my feet? And he goes, I can't remember how I first discovered you.
You put him up there, harlot.
He goes, but I looked on Instagram. I saw you on there, and you had a lot of barefoot pictures, and I just followed you. That was all.
Yeah,
I also like your dog. I like Pedro. He's cool. Your feet are quite beautiful, by the way.
Could you put some dog food on your feet and maybe have Pedro have a snack? Have the dog. Eat your feet.
She asked, why not just look at feet on Instagram or screenshot them yourself? Like, what do you get out of posting them to another website?
Oh, I don't know. Democracy, freedom, sharing, buddies.
His answer was, I mean, people like feet.
Yeah.
and you have beautiful feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just put it on there.
Yeah, you put your pictures of your feet up. You knew just what you were doing.
He says, I just think I'm helping other people out. He's very charitable. I mean, I do save some for myself. Well, that's creepy. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Your private stash in the basement.
I have, this one's I have like a lady posing with a small crocodile that is just for my eyes only.
He goes, sometimes someone will send you a little note like, that's a good picture. Thanks a lot. Good job.
Yeah. It's my posse.
He goes, I like to share the picture with other people. I'm generous that way.
We're the hush puppies.
They said, like that one of you on the stoop. And what was it? A flying nun get up?
Yeah.
And you were
stepping in all the garbage on the stoop. Remember that one? I yanked it to that one like 9 times.
Oh, geez, stop. That was his private stash. He didn't put that one on there. It's one
that's in the basement.
Well, I got news for you. If you remember the photo, you used it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Immediately. And she goes, I was dressed as a handmaid for Halloween. You posted that one? He goes, yeah, sorry. That was very sexy.
Yes. Wrong. You were dressed as a footmaid.
She said, do you think about how it might be a bit invasive to take someone's personal photos?
No, shut up.
And put them on a site without their knowledge or
shut
consent,
up.
That some people might be unsettled by that.
No, stupid.
And his answer is, yeah, I do think that. You know, except I can't call up Jennifer Aniston and ask. It does cross my mind because I have 5 sisters and 6 nieces, and I guess not everybody would be kosher with it. Believe me, it does cross my mind. I do have a conscience. I think some people, by the way, enjoy it. I mean, obviously you do. Some celebrities say it's a badge of honor.
It is. Is it some people like it more than the Oscars?
Oh, man.
It's the creepskers.
All right.
We give them out. Step in garbage. You asked for it. Just for my friend.
Solid Italian seafood dinner is always fried.
I mean, come on. She at least has a decent
Well, listen, if she is a public account and she's a famous person, I mean, whatever, famous.
She says she's not famous.
She's a public figure.
Right.
And give it up for this guy,
and she puts, well, thank you.
Give it up for him. He's unashamed.
It's about time I won something.
He's unashamed. He's like, this is who I am.
You didn't get to the best part, Rich, of the article.
Well, where he almost died?
No. I didn't get to that far.
Okay. You start talking about how he almost died.
I go, I can only do DA for so long. But then it says, she goes, when did you become a foot fetishist?
And oh, says, the whole history? See, that part's just weird to me.
He goes, well, you don't like it, I do. He says, I have 5 sisters, and their friends would come by the pool with their feet exposed. I have sisters.
Fred's doing the hands.
Right. For those of you watching on Twitch,
getting a cheeseburger.
I'm going to have to buy you a hamburger if you shove your foot in my face.
And then they go, what else happened? And he goes, when I was a kid, the girls would tie me up and tickle my feet till I went crazy. And he goes, and I realized it was all in good fun.
Has anybody had, their pictures stolen and they found them on a weird website?
Okay, 2 questions, because I thought about this too. Your picture stolen is very interesting. 617-779-0985. But have you ever let someone take a picture of your feet for money? Is another thing. Have you found pictures of your feet on an internet, on a site you did not put them up on? Or has someone offered you money to take pictures of your feet? Or has someone just asked you to take pictures of your feet?
You see, I would, okay, I mean, obviously, guys, this is not the market. I don't think there's any women who are obsessed with men's feet. We all look like hobbits. But I would think that if I was a woman, I would let someone pay me for a picture of my feet if my face was not attached, because that's just weird.
No, I agree.
But
if they were like, I'll buy you and your friends like around, if you just let me take a picture of like your sandal.
Oh, I wouldn't do it in person. Like, I would just like say,
I think in person's better because
then they could take a picture of you when you're not looking.
Well, they could do that anyway. I mean, they could just take a picture of you anyway. But so that's why in person, I feel you've met the person, you know, they're just like, hey, I'll buy you guys a drink. Do you mind if I take a picture of your feet? I'm on this website that for dudes that like feet. And if I was a chick, if I was like, you know, 21 years old and some dude was like, I'll buy you and your friends all drinks, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead, take a picture.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do whatever you want.
Really beautiful feet.
That Rex Ryan video is still one of just the all-time greatest.
Now, shows did way worse than this, including the dude that did Nights at WAAF when my friend was auditioning to be his producer, and he had an intern perform a sex act on another intern. But there was a time in radio where they would have foot fetishes in studio and let them go to town on the female on the show's foot. And that's how much, like, the women didn't care. Is nowadays... with the woke culture, I guess.
Whoa, hang on. Call us, Jimmy. Yeah. She just tweeted us. 617-779-0985, because apparently she met a guy through Bumble who was really obsessed with her feet, and he paid through Venmo $100 just for a picture of her feet.
I would have given you $200, sucker.
Ay, ay, ay.
Man. Speaking of suckers... maybe you sing the Good Ship Lollipop while you step in poo. Whoa.
I don't know what's
okay. Yes.
I think that was the
Hello,
line.
Hello, is this thing on?
That was the line. Ship that was it right there.
Put on a little sea dress and curls in your hair and step in some dog garbage. It's the Good Ship Splat Lollipop.
I do not have the Good Ship Lollipop able to be pulled off. I'm sorry.
Sing Bohemian Rhapsody while I throw up on your feet.
Oh.
Oh. Galileo, Galileo, sprinkle my feet with vomit. I have to adjourn myself to private quarters. I want to be the pedals on your bicycle. I would treat me as a human pedal. Stomp on my face.
All right, there are people calling it. 617-779-985. These are not women saying that people took pictures of their feet. They're dudes.
Oh.
But if you know a girl, 617-779-0985.
Or if your photo's been stolen and you be found the it on a weird website.
And I will be the pedals coming to town. So step in some glass with your bare feet.
Glass? That's, I don't think you want that.
L'chaim! Look at those beauties.
All right, we'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys,
oh my lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All these toes deserve some love.
You know, Texas is making it mandatory that this gets played before every event. Not this. The good song.
No, the Toes song about a man loving toes.
We have a call I want to take, but Blake says someone close to me, this is an email, would get $100 payments for sending armpit pictures, preferably with hair if it was female.
There is someone for everyone. I'm learning this now, and there was a story that came out. You know, there's that OnlyFans thing where, you know, people pay to have these like private videos of people, and there's one woman who's made, I think they were saying that she's made like six figures just by posting videos of her farting.
Six figures.
She's like a mom too. She's like this, like,
well, learn to fart and at least like, get into seven figures.
It's like Kansas City or something, and just she'll make videos of him her looking into the camera, and then you'll hear the sound, and that'll be done. It'll be done.
Call me when she starts cake farting.
What?
It is what it is.
I've heard of that. Let's move on.
Okay. You sit on the cake and you let one rip.
Sure.
Okay. Happy birthday to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much joy this gives me. This stuff is so funny to me. I don't know if it's funny to anyone else, but this feet stuff is the greatest. It's the most harmless stuff in the world.
Well, I love how this woman just, she found her pictures being posted on Wikipedia, found the guy, and the guy's like, okay, yeah. I'll talk to you.
He's just, yeah, sure. Because he's like, let's put a voice with those tootsies. Amy, you have had someone interested in your feet, do tell. Yes, yes?
Yes, that's correct, and I'm so glad to give you joy this morning, Fred.
Thank you, Amy.
He's got a big smile on his face, believe me.
So I work in downtown Providence, and this happened maybe 3 years ago when I was out on a coffee break. I was just, like, walking around, mind my own business, summertime, had a nice pedicure, nice gold sandals on. And this young man just stops me and asks me if he can take some pictures of my feet. And I remember from listening to your show that this was a thing, but I didn't realize I could make money off of it. So now I feel like an idiot.
Did
so
you?
I just said yes.
You did. You said yes. And then did he get, yeah, like, did he lose his composure? Did he keep his composure at that point?
Now that I look back, I'm thinking he may have been sort of like an independent contractor for foot photography because...
Oh, the paparazzi. Yes, the paderazzi.
Paderazzi, that's yes, it.
The pederazzi, because, you know, you pedal at him.
He was... Go ahead.
He's not in it for the love. He was in it for the dollar bills.
Yes, he was quite composed, and now I'm thinking I should have gotten a cut because he probably did get paid. So
a photographer?
I was like, sure. I mean, it was the most interesting thing that happened to me that day. So I was like, sure, why not? I'll have a story to tell when I go back to the office. We're in public. So we, like, walk across this little footbridge.
Oh, you walked across what?
Of course you did.
His face?
No.
Garbage? Was there a homeless person that you stepped on? It was Providence. A dirty needle?
So I go off, like, to the side, but, like, still within view of people by the river.
Of course.
And, he, you know, he's, like, telling me which way to bend my foot. Like, I think they like it when you, like, flex your toes.
Yeah, I think
this
they.
Is awful. At that point, you're like, what did I sign up for?
You know what I like.
But then it started to get weird because he started trying to touch my foot. And then I was like, okay, that's enough. Bye.
Yeah, that's where you drew the line.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
touch.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Amy.
Now that I think about it, though, like, if I had given him my Venmo or something like that, then they would have had my contact information. I'm glad it's just a story I can tell, and I never saw my pictures online, not that I really looked.
And that's a cash transaction. You don't do anything digital when, if someone comes up to you and says, I want $50. Give me $50 cash, and you can take a picture.
Would you be able...
Yeah, good point.
If your feet were on the internet, Amy, would you be able to identify them, like, if it was just your feet?
Yeah, I still have that pair of shoes, so probably.
Yeah, that's a female thing, is that, I would not be able to identify my feet on the internet. I put them up there, @FredTutcher, if you want to take a look, Amy. They are something to behold.
You promise?
Well, no, they're up there. I took a picture of them already. Someone sent me sandals.
All right, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to the gram.
All right, my dear. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it.
There you go. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's got... Yeah, that's, you don't,
I
you
won't
don't
go down to Providence again. They won't even let you touch their feet. Tell you what, I tell you.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, they just go up to girls and they pose it this way. Now let me touch it. Come on now.
Should Nick end every one of his recaps with, can I take a picture of your feet?
Yep.
Look, guys, girls, everyone. I think just that just to see how comfortable people feel, I think, Nick, at the end of every recap, your final question would be, oh, and finally, can I take a picture of your bare feet? Yeah. Red Sox kneecap?
Why don't you use that?
Red Sox what?
Kneecap?
Too high. Bring it south. Come on, guys.
All right.
Come okay. on, guys. John. John, go ahead.
How are you doing? I actually have a friend that he pays big bucks to get pictures of feet, and I've known actually a couple of the girls he actually asked. And I got a story for you guys. One time we used to go to this bar, and he really liked the bartender, so he got her number, and that was her fault for giving it to him. But I guess he texted her one night and said, "Hey, I'll give you $100 if you send me, you know, pictures of your feet." And she was like, "Okay." She said, "Put it under this random trash barrel." She asked him to put it around, and he ended up actually going there, putting $100 under there. And the bartender had my friend go get it, and he brought it back, and lo and behold, there was $100.
Really? So. And so she gave him her number like she would have gone out with him.
Well, no, I think, I mean, I knew why he was asking. I was sitting there at the bar with him. I knew why he was asking for the number, and I was shaking my head. I'm like, this poor girl has no idea what she's getting herself into.
So he was not even interested in her, like, sexually.
Not at all.
He just wanted pictures of her feet.
Yeah, and I knew exactly what he was going to do because he's done this to a couple other bartenders we know, and he's paid them very nicely. So she didn't believe it, and I was like, I swear to God, if my friend goes down there right now, the $100 will be there. And it was at a baseball park, and it was right under the trash can.
I thought it was
So hang on, she had to put them under the trash can. That was the request.
She was like, yeah, go put the $100 under this trash can at this baseball field, and then we went down there, and there it was.
Just oh, okay. Right. I thought he asked. He wanted the picture of her feet underneath the trash can.
No. But he's. She said she's made about $700 off him doing this right in the same spot every time. So.
Well,
whoa.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Talking
yeah.
About he's, a tripper
known,
the
he's known as his name's Steve-O, but we call him Fido. So it's always Fido. A good time.
That should be a superhero.
Oh, yeah, he is a superhero.
I have the power to get off on something that is so non-sexual. All right, thank you,
day,
John.
Guys.
Appreciate it. Fido. There you have it. Well, the foot fetishists win again.
Hang on, can I just hear line one real quick, Kenny? I don't get the story.
All right, Kenny, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Happy Friday.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so I was living in a house in college, and a year after I'd moved out of the house, it was like a random like fall afternoon, and my ex-landlord, she sent me a foot picture out of nowhere. I hadn't talked to her in over a year, and I got
Great Caesar's ghost! Holy mackerel! Play the lottery!
A foot picture, yeah.
Hot dog! Now we're cooking!
Not young either. It was like a
oh boy,
with oh, yeah. Tattoo on the foot.
Yeah, give me a nice granny old biker foot, all mangled up.
So naturally, an hour later after she didn't answer, I said, "What the hell is this?" And then she didn't answer, so I sent one back to her.
Ooh, I love the game is played.
And that's how it started.
And that's.
All these toes
yes, yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
I had laser surgery on my toes.
Okay, all right. Did we have a dating demand guy? Dating on demand guy who loved feet?
I'm sure.
I think
they come out of nowhere. They can't resist it. As soon as you bring up,
I can never date a guy who cleans his feet.
No, that's not it. That's a different one.
What's up, homie? That was Scott. He's my gay bro. Digs dudes with dirty toes. What's up, bro?
All right. Well, listen, foot fetishist, you have the life by a string because you like something so non-sexual. People will just gladly send you pictures. It's not, and they don't even consider it bad. There you have it. All right. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
Richard Rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bergeron cutting to the slot. Marchand pulling drag. Walks in. Backhand. He scores! What a slick shorty that was. Brad Marchand, a pulling drag. Bingo! Shorty makes it 3-0 Bruins.
And it skips by Clifton. You got a breakaway. Wheeling into the zone. Here's Hathaway. Shut down by Swayman. And he denies the second chance.
Well, I mean, we heard he was a great goalie. Obviously, a shootout in practice. But, you know, it's a different, whole different situation in a game at this level. You know, and he's as advertised. He competes very hard. Phenomenal kid off the ice. Great to be around. He's a great goalie. Same with Vladdy. You know, when you have your two top goalies out, for guys to come in and play the way those two have, it's huge for a group because it's confidence to play in front of them. You know, when we have a breakdown, we know that they're going to be there to back us up. And that's what you need. You got to be able to rely on your goaltender to be your best player. And they have been the last few games.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Frenzy. 985, the Sports Hub. You want to hear this song almost in its entirety? Just look at Tom and Jerry.
That's so funny you say that, because this is my favorite ones that we play on Friday. I love this one. Because once again, my biggest problem with a lot of modern rap is that the beds suck.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah, the beats suck now. Yeah, this is DJ Shadow. He's been at it for many decades.
So good. It's like layer after layer. Like every 5 seconds of the song, you're hearing something different going on in the background. And now it's just like that same cruddy beat. And I know that, you know, like, this, it's the Post Malone Drake type thing that I can't get into. When you hear something like that, you go, all right, well, there's this. Why are you listening to that when there's something like this?
Well, a lot of people that have been around rap for a long time are saying the same thing. It's, you know, you played, and it's funny, I was reading something about Top 40 Radio and this guy, How to Save Top 40 Radio. And, you know, there's ever since I've been in radio, there's these articles. And you know, and he's like, you know, the record companies are go by a formula, like a literal formula of what makes a song successful. And you played the thing of the AI Nirvana song where they just took a bunch of Nirvana songs like a computer and then spit out something that they thought would sound like Nirvana.
Yeah.
And they just did a study. Complex Magazine had this where repeated listening to a song can make you like it. They've proven it with yep. like brain waves.
Sure.
And also anticipation of an artist can make you. This has all just been proven. It might sound obvious, but it's been proven that that anticipation of an artist can make you more receptive and make your brain release more dopamine when you hear the song. That is the definition of why that Post Malone song was a hit. That song is just been shoved in people's faces. People liked what Post Malone had done before that, and they go, oh, Post Malone. And then they heard it a million times, and it just insists upon itself. Then you went on Spotify, and it was suggested for you, and it all ran downhill.
Well, it's what's scary about that Nirvana thing, and there was a rap one too, is that I got a feeling that there's somebody at record companies right now who are doing that with famous songs.
That's what I'm saying. Coming out they are. Thing,
and then what they're doing is they're giving it to their new artist who's you know who goes through the rock and roll car wash or the rap car wash and says, here you go, rap this. They own the rights to it. That's kind of been happening for years because you know back in like the 2000s, there was this songwriting team from Sweden. It was three people. They were called The Matrix. And what they had done is they had figured out a mathematical formula to what was a hit, and they wrote a ton of hits for like Avril Lavigne. I think they wrote some for just Christina Aguilera stuff. I mean, they wrote a ton of hit. Who was that, Dan? Who'd you say? Someone else?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Like they wrote a ton of these hits from the 2000s just by figuring out a formula and then spitting it out. And you know, unfortunately. You're right, Fred. That's kind of what we're getting a little bit of now, and I do agree with you because I think that Post Malone has made some very good songs, but that one you're talking about in particular, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I cannot like a song and realize why it's a hit, but that song is drudge. There's no hook. There's no anything to it. And but what they did find also in this study though, which they can't, is that the first time you experience a song that you truly love. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. This there's nothing. It's nothing. I can tell you this is a computer program, and you believe me. If I told you this was literally a computer, you would believe me.
Mike, do me a favor. Go find the AI rap song that just came out. I think it's in the system. We were gonna play it a while back. We never got to it, but it's. You know, the Nirvana thing, it's the same thing, but it's a song that's a lot like that. I think they might have taken a bunch of Drake songs and put it in there, and they came out with something that was going to sound kind of like that, the modern mumble rap type deal.
But your brain, the dopamine and the pleasure receptors, they're stimulating when you don't expect it and you hear the song for the first time, they find cannot be duplicated with repeated listenings. So you're the true, when you experience music and it brings you the true joy, that can only be experienced through a unexpected first listening experience.
Oh, found. Yeah. I've got some weird thing like that, too. Like, if I find a new album and it's got, like, three songs on it that I like, all I do is think about it until the next time I can listen to it again. I know that's weird, but it's always in the back of my head. And I can't wait for that moment where I walk my dog and I get to put the earbuds in and I get to hear that song.
It's the same thing with anything that gives you pleasure. It's the same thing as, you know, when they put codeine in or in the... in the thing for the mice, and the mice just keep hitting it because they want they want this thing. Right. It's like anything. If something you remember to giving you pleasure, you want to repeat that experience.
Well, you know what's giving me pleasure? Swayman and Net.
That's right.
Transition.
Sway.
But there is something interesting, and you know, obviously we talked about the game this morning, and the last two games have been really fun to watch, and it's not just because of you know what you know Marchand did last night, which was utterly absurd. He continues to be the best shorty. You know, I think he just set the record for the Bruins last night. He's got 30 in his career now, and he does it better than anybody.
Beat Busick, who's played 5,000 games for the Bruins.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. I mean, he's that great at it. And on top of that, you know, you had guys who aren't named David Pastrnak scoring last night. That's always good to see. Craig Smith, hey, nice. Keep doing it. That's what they brought you here to do. But You also got to see game number two out of Swayman, who has been excellent. And think about the competition he went up against, too, and how deadly that offense is from the Capitals. I mean, you really put him in one of the toughest spots, and the only two goals that were scored on him were 5-on-3 goals. Two, back-to-back, within 19 seconds.
Nothing he could have done about it, either. They were all alone.
No question. So, Fred, you now have two games where you have seen him stop 71 out of 75 shots that have come his way. He looks calm. He looks collected. He doesn't seem to have – ever after the game, he seems fairly level-headed. As he said, he prides himself on not being the weird goalie. But there is kind of an interesting scenario coming up, which I didn't even think of until I saw Tony Mazz tweet about this. So you've got the expansion draft, Fred, coming up because of the Seattle Kraken at the end of this season. Tuukka and Halak are both free agents. Are you going to...
Nope.
I mean, you got to hold on to Swayman, right?
Yes. They're holding on to Swayman.
Okay.
And, I don't know what the rule is in terms of how many NHL games you have to play, because there is a rule.
That's a good question. Yeah, like I have a feeling. I wonder if there is like a number of games, whether they purposely hold him back so he doesn't reach that threshold. Because I think that if they could... they would love to be able to not have to worry about either Vladar or Swayman being part of that expansion draft.
Yeah.
Because I think that they imagine those two guys being the future starter and tandem, you know, backup goalie.
Well, yeah, I've been saying it all season is that, yeah, that's their one strength and why they're not going to probably be able to do much the more I'm reading about this season is just they don't have anything. And the only thing they have is goaltending depth. And it's great that Swayman has come out and been good and Vladar has been, you know, above serviceable. And so, yeah, I mean, you got to do what you can this year. They're not going to be able to do a bunch. I don't think that they're going to start dumping first-round picks, but because their farm system is completely empty.
Okay, so here's the ruling. So Swayman is going to have 2 years or less of professional experience. That
he's
exempts
automatically
him from
protected.
It.
He and so Vladar automatically protected.
So him and Vladar, okay. How awesome is that? How well does that work out?
Yeah, that works out well. So, yeah, all first and second year professionals and all onside draft choices will be exempt from the selection process. All players with no movement clauses exempt from the process. Bruins still have a few guys like that. NHL teams in general can protect 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goaltender.
Well, they
that's
don't have
no
to
independent of all the first and second year players.
Yeah, and they don't have to protect a goaltender.
Right.
Because I mean, unless they re-sign, which, you know.
If they choose to re-sign Rask, they can protect him.
Yeah. And they would, obviously.
Yeah, if they re-signed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You re-sign him to one. I do it after the draft.
Because then either one of those goalies will say, well, I'm not going to go sign with that team. I'm an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
And then you just sign back with the Bruins if you want.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah, I wouldn't sign Rask. I wouldn't sign Rask anyway, but I wouldn't sign Rask before the expansion draft. He's not going anywhere unless someone blows him out of the water.
Who are you talking about?
Rask.
Rask? I see. Fred, okay, here's the scenario where I could see him going somewhere, and you've been talking about this for a while, but I think this is one way where he would leave. If Swayman and Vladar continue to get more time on the ice, and they continue to just see what Swayman's got, and let's say he becomes reliable. Let's say he becomes someone that they're starting to look at as a pretty reliable backup. You know, they realize Halak's going to be gone. They're not going to re-sign him. But let's say they start to believe in this kid. Maybe, just maybe, they do lowball Tuukka Rask at the end of the season. And I think that if they lowball him enough, I don't believe the whole that I'll only play for one team. That rarely ever happens
where someone says
that and then they don't go somewhere else.
No, he would have to be offered a lot of money to play somewhere else over numerous seasons. And I'm not positive anyone in the NHL would do that, but there's always a surprise. There's always an organization that comes up and does something weird. Yes, John.
I'm reading the fine print here. In addition, all NHL teams must meet the following minimum requirements regarding players exposed for the draft. One goalie who's under contract for next season or will be a restricted free agent at the end of his current contract immediately prior to 2021-22. So they have to expose a goaltender.
Oh, so okay. Well, if they're not going to re-sign...
who is under contract, they have to expose at least one that is exempt from the first in your second player.
Oh, really?
Second, yes.
Okay, so they would expose Vladar.
Yeah, but again, Vladar is exempt. That's the thing.
No, Swayman, but if you Vladar. Have to have one, they can't make you go sign a goaltender to expose them.
I guess, although, you know what I would do in that situation?
If you truly believe those two guys are the future, maybe you just throw a couple bucks at Halak and keep him around.
Yeah,
just,
well, no one's going to take There's got to be someone better than Halak available in the expansion draft. I'm not wasting a pick. Because once you take, then it's basically impossible to take two guys off the same team.
No, so you can't.
Yeah.
You're allowed one per team.
Yeah, so I'm not screwing around with Halak. I mean, I'd leave Vladar open. I mean, if someone...
I don't think anyone would take Vladar. I don't think the Kraken would draft Vladar anyway. No. So maybe they would just feel...
I would just leave Vladar exposed. I mean, you got to be able to find the backup. I think they'd want a veteran backup anyway. That, and you know, for little money, they'd sign some veteran. Because and also, if you don't have Rask, it gets you out of the problem of having to have a backup that can play a ton.
Yeah,
because you can have. Because I mean, what was Rask cap? Was 40 games? 45 games? I think 45 games was his cap. So if I don't have to worry about a guy just playing half the games anymore. I mean, I can bring a guy in. I can bring in an older guy in and just go, we're only going to need you to spot start 10, 15 games this year.
And the other thing, too, is, Fred, about Swayman is that, you know, there's jumping to conclusions, which is easy to say someone can do after two games. And I that's definitely fair. We got to get a little more of a sample size. But then there's someone who is coming as advertised. This is all we've been hearing about this kid for how many years now? And now even the players, you heard the clip I played of Brad Marchand, who said exactly that. This kid's exactly the way that we had been told he was going to be when he was in a big situation, and I like it. And Fred, I'm starting to kind of come to your side that if he gets this playing time in there, who knows what the future of Tuukka Rask is going to be.
Yeah, and a bunch of people are going to wring their hands and they're going to go, you can't go into the season starting a young kid. And it's like, well, at one point you have to somewhere. I mean, you did it this season with your defense. I mean, it's just the reality.
And I will give you Jordan Binnington. Who won a cup coming literally out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's, and then you can look at Philadelphia and they had a young goaltender that couldn't miss who's not playing well this year. But
who's the goalie for the, didn't Corey Crawford come in? Who's with the,
Chicago?
What was the situation? Chicago, yeah. Wasn't he the backup when, I'm getting my season.
Well,
series.
Flurry lost his job to a kid to Matt Murray in Pittsburgh.
And Matt Murray won a cup.
So, I mean,
I'm thinking Braden Holtby.
Yeah.
Braden Holtby came in. Like, that's an example of a guy who was a backup who ended up being able to prove to everyone.
The thing is,
put a stuff position.
If you're going to keep guys like Pastrnak, Bergeron, you're going to keep Charlie McAvoy, you're going to keep these guys, you got to play kids. And, you know, if you can save $7 million at the goalie position with a kid you believe in, you got to take that chance. You can't just have veterans everywhere for the rest of their careers.
The only problem is, Fred, the only reason I would say that they might be hesitant to take that chance is if this defense doesn't improve.
That's the thing is that if they get rid of Rask, they can spend a lot of money on the defense in the offseason.
Oh, true.
I mean, if it's
Charlie McAvoy and the guys who can't stop a puck, then you might have to consider.
Well, you could bring in
an
elite left side defenseman in the offseason. I mean, that would give you money to bring in an elite left side defenseman. $7 million plus the $7 million you get from Krejci. So let's say Halak's a push because you're signing a veteran goaltender for $2 million. So, I mean, you got a lot of money, and you can get a lot of talent in here. That talent you can't trade for this season because you just don't have the ammunition. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.